All right.
Fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, a lot of things, but again, all tied to the same. I wanted to check in on my tension. I feel more tense today, even though I've been... I guess I want to explore that a little bit more, because it was just like when the boys came, I was really trying to be aware and relaxed, and like when they're on the train coming, I was getting more and more tense and more and more tense, and it didn't seem to go away until they left, even though I was trying to be very aware of it and, you know, very aware of what was going on. And, you know, the last couple of days has been the same thing. I believe I'm doing a really good job of paying attention to what's going on, but I can feel the tension rising. So if I had to guess, I'd say I'm more tense than I was in our last session.
I would agree.
But I guess I'm just trying to figure out how this, the tension thing works, because I'm really trying to relax. And I think I'm more aware of it now. But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem to be letting go. So I want to explore that a little bit.
And what is your assessment of what triggers it?
Well, I knew when the boys were coming, it was just like when they were on the train, the closer they got, the more tense they got, which I thought was pretty amusing, because I couldn't stop it. I just kept building it, feeling it building, and it just got to an incredible height. You know, and this time, with the last couple of days, with deciding what I'm going to do with the house and the other finances, I felt to start building again. You know, I did have like an evening of losing it, thinking with all the beliefs that are attached to the house and the boys, and identifying all those, I thought I did a really good job of looking at that and being able to let some of the perceptions go, move my attention. But the tension still seems to be building.
Therefore, in your assessment, this tension builds in association with the other individuals.
Yeah, they're both involved in these two instances. You know, I guess I wouldn't say that's 100% it. You know, I guess I'm looking to you, So then I would say the decision I'm making should be a huge tension relief once the whole process is through.
And what did you discover in relation to these two situations in association with this tension and the beliefs and the associations that you generate in relation to your sons?
Well, I think over Christmas time, it was a lot of what we were talking about during that last session of their coming and my expectations. You know, but after that session, I thought it was really clear and very aware of when I started having expectations. And you know, like you said, I set a big challenge for myself, but I was very proud of the way everything went. Everything went fine. There were no uproars. We had a great time. Left on good terms. But even though, because I thought, okay, after they arrive and they get used to them again, the tension will start dissipating. But it never really did until after they got back home. So I guess I'm just trying to understand.
Let me express to you I am acknowledging of you in what you are paying attention to and what you are noticing. And that is an accomplishment. You may be paying attention and noticing and being aware of what you are doing and being aware of expressions such as expectations and moving in different directions and generating different choices to not create that type of scenario, which, as you experienced, will allow you to experience more comfortably in your interaction, but you can also continue to generate associations that you are responding to. Therefore, you can create an amiable situation, but also be anxious or experience tension or generate some distress within yourself. Associations are not always easy to identify. They are so consistently expressed that they are more difficult to notice. And many times they do not generate any thought process, for it is not necessary, for they are very familiar. But they can trigger feelings. Therefore, at times, it can be confusing for an individual, maybe objectively, physically engaging in one direction, but simultaneously feeling some other expression that may seem inconsistent. And that becomes confusing. You all generate associations with many, 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 many different expressions in your experiences. This is an element of duplicity. It is how you gauge what you like, what you dislike, what you agree with, what you do not agree with. But, generally speaking, the associations that you generate with any given subject become somewhat absolute and are unquestioned. Just as we have discussed previously in relation to how you view other individuals and how they interact with creatures. You generate an association that certain behaviors are wrong, which is not bad. It is related to your guidelines and what you do and what you do not do. And therefore, you would incorporate your preferences and your opinions in association with what another individual may engage if it is not considered to your standard. You generate an automatic association
mm-hmm.
that certain actions or behaviors are wrong.
Right.
And in that, you do not question those associations. Therefore, you may not necessarily engage a thought process in relation to the association, but you may generate a feeling. There are also associations that you generate in relation to your sons. An association that they do not behave or engage responsibly. Or that you do not trust their judgment. These are not always associations that you think of. For you may be occupying yourself in your thinking and doing with paying attention to what you are doing, paying attention to how you are interacting, and allowing yourself to be present, to be aware of how you are creating what you want to create, rather than generating expectations and sabotaging yourself. And those are all accomplishments, but that does not negate associations that are present. And in that, they can influence you to become anxious or to become tense, even though you are accomplishing what you want to accomplish.
Which is the situation that I'm getting ready to move in with the house, I think. And I think it's, you know, even Curtis said it would be a lot better for him. So I think that it's going to be a big release of tension for all of us once everybody gets through it. And I guess one of the questions I had today was more of a just a confirmation that I'm still moving in the direction I want to go, because it feels like I'm moving so far backward.
Let me express to you, I am understanding what you are expressing and what you feel, but you are not moving backward.
Do you think that I have more of a knowing that I'm not? I mean, I feel like deep inside that I know that I'm still moving, that, you know, I'm practicing so much and I feel better. I feel more comfortable that I know things.
Yes.
But it's, sometimes it's so hard what you're seeing versus, you know, just I'm trying to hold on to that knowingness.
I'm understanding. And also acknowledge yourself. You have accomplished. And not merely have you accomplished, you are accomplishing. Remember, surfacely, what appears to be moving in one direction that may appear to be uncomfortable, or that it is not moving in the manner that you want, in actuality may be doing precisely that.
it may be. I feel like I have more of a knowing of that now.
I would agree.
If the same thing would have happened a few years ago, I would just be still laying in bed crying, trying to figure out what I was doing. But, you know, I always like to hear the confirmation from you that I'm still moving in the direction that I want to go, because sometimes it's just so hard to see the, you know, I'm trying not to get caught up in focusing on outcomes and sources. And sometimes I just get confused and all of that, too.
But you are accomplishing. And I would express that you have been practicing with being more present.
Mm-hmm.
And I would express an acknowledgement to you now. Unlike previously, that you do now know what the difference is between being present in the now and merely being in the now.
Which, when you said it before, I just didn't think I'd ever get that one.
But you did.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand now what I have been expressing to you.
Right.
And there is a difference. And you accomplish more effectively when you are present.
Right.
And that is to be acknowledged also.
And I feel like I have been acknowledging myself more of, you know, I feel like working at Mark's Motors is just like an intense course on paying attention and to perceptions and being able, practicing moving my attention to a different perception. And, you know, I think I've really come a long way from when I started there.
I would agree.
Being able to do it more effectively.
I would agree. And in that, I will express an acknowledgement that your energy is considerably calmer in association with your employment than it was previously, where you were consistently agitated previously, and that has altered considerably.
Right. I can, you know, laugh now and, you know, find the humor in it and take some of the pressure off, you know, my perception of, you know, this is absolutely wrong, and see that it might not be wrong for the other person. You know, like the guy that came back with his truck for so many weeks, and it was just from the time I started with him and being afraid to answer the phone every time and having to give him bad news to the end where I could really stay with myself and focus on what I wanted and not get caught up in his world. Because I could really see how he was pushing it and how his distrust and his loss of, you know, belief in us and the mechanics and everything, he just kept spiraling it and making it harder and harder for him to get what he wanted.
And this also can serve as an example to you, for you allowed yourself to watch that process.
Right.
And in that, you can also evaluate how you generate automatic responses and certain associations in relation to your experiences, which may not necessarily be valid, but it is very real.
Mm-hmm.
Just as with the other individual, he was generating experiences that were moving him in a direction of distrust.
Mm-hmm.
Once the distrust was established, he generated an association that you would not accomplish in the manner that he wanted.
Right.
That you would not produce
right.
what he wanted. And therefore, you can view how generating that association, the energy changes and it multiplies and it continues to move in a direction of dissatisfaction.
Right.
You all do this to an extent.
Right.
When you begin to view your experiences and you begin to distrust a situation or a direction or your ability to accomplish, you begin generating these associations with that distrust, and that reinforces the energy of creating what you do not want.
Right. Well,
but what you expect.
Right. And being, you know, with all the practice I've been getting there, I'm more able to catch that and change my energy so I actually get what I want from Mark instead of getting hung up on it. You know, with the Saab, the guy was driving all the way back to Key West, and he wouldn't even let him do an oil change. But when the guy got there, you know, I let that go. When the guy got there, I let the guy do it, and he got his oil change and had everything checked. Because, you know, I didn't keep pushing. I let go of it with the trust that, you know, the guy would be fine and he would create what he needed to create. And he did it anyways. But it was a much less confrontational environment.
Yes.
So it's like an intense training ground there, which I'm assuming, because I like to do things the most efficient way possible, that's why I've chosen to be there right now.
And it is also you placing yourself in an environment that does create and engage an intensity for you to offer yourself the opportunity to become more aware and therefore discover how to express and how to move in creating less intensity.
Right, which I've been doing a lot.
For this is a very familiar action with you.
Right.
But you are discovering new choices that lessen intensity, and you are discovering that although intensity has served you previously in gaining your attention
right.
and moving you through certain obstacles, so to speak, quickly,
mm-hmm.
I would express that you have been recognizing that this type of intensity is not actually necessary, and that it is not always comfortable.
Right.
And therefore, you are moving in a direction in which you are discovering how to create more comfort with yourself and how to maintain that.
Right, which is, you know, the whole situation with the house is what I want to do through that. You know, I was thinking about, you were saying, you're not eliminating any of the challenging events in your life, it's how you move through them. So, you know, I think that I'm in a position where I can move through this without as much trauma as I would have a few years ago.
I would agree.
But, you know, where I get caught up in is that, you know, you see so many people that, like, I like to watch the biographies on TV, and they talk about doubting themselves and never thinking they could do it, and, you know, they have all this abundance, and, you know, it just seems so contrary to what I'm trying to create here, that I'm trying to believe in myself and not have the doubts so I can create the abundance. And they seem to have all these doubts, and they're still creating it, and which creates frustration in me. And it's like, well, why can't I make this work? You know, I guess I just get confused with that. You know, why is it they can have so many doubts and not believe in themselves and be so depressed and still achieve all of the abundance? You know, and I perceive I'm trying to do it what I call more of the correct way, or, you know, whatever, more of an easier way, and it seems like I'm stalled out sometimes.
Let me express you. Each individual is different.
Right.
And each individual incorporates their own issues, or what is important to them, or what is not important to them. Many of the individuals that create much abundance in financial terms, not all, but many, are not necessarily seeking that. They are not necessarily attempting or concentrating upon creating wealth or fame. Many individuals do create that and are surprised that they have created that, for that was not necessarily their objective. This is the reason that individuals may create notoriety, or they may create abundance in finance, and also incorporate their own shrines, mm-hmm. and their own challenges, or their own discountings of themselves. Money is not a gauge of how enlightened you are, or how aware you are, or how much you accept yourself or not. For there are many, many, many individuals, many more than you realize, that create considerable amounts of money and are not comfortable. And they incorporate different issues. Money merely is not one of their concerns, or their challenges, or their obstacles. And therefore they do not concentrate upon it, and they create it, for it is not an issue. But they may incorporate significant other issues or shrines, right. that are equally as real and disturbing Right. As an individual that doesn't care for an issue with money.
Well, before this week, because I realized that my intentions moved more in a different direction, but I felt like I was moving more in the direction of not focusing on outcomes or sources. And then I kind of slipped back over to it a little bit, but I'm trying to move more back in that direction more comfortably. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree.
Because I guess, you know, even with all of this going on or potential to go on, you know, I do feel like I've, you know, something's clicked and I've moved into a new area, even with all of the potential trauma.
That is the key, potential.
Right.
But not necessarily.
Yeah.
And in that, it is a matter of you continuing to be present with you and with what you are doing and acknowledge some of these associations. It is significant to identify and to evaluate associations at times. At times, they are valid. At times, they are not.
Kind of like choosing when to get involved and when not to get involved.
Similar. You may generate an association with some action or expression, and in one situation, it may be valid. In another situation, it may not be valid. It is real in any situation, but that is not to say that it is valid.
Right. Can you give me an example?
Very well. Let us say that there is a hypothetical individual that generates the association that any individual that is argumentative or boastful is a know-it-all.
Mm-hmm.
And the association with the know-it-all is disdain and dislike immediately. Now, the individual generates that association. It is very real, but they may encounter another individual that they perceive to be a know-it-all.
Mm-hmm.
And that they perceive to be somewhat argumentative, but in actuality, the other individual may merely be being direct. Therefore, what the first individual is experiencing and perceiving is very real, but it may not be valid.
Okay.
For the other individual may not be expressing in that manner.
Right.
Associations color your perception.
Mm-hmm.
And in a manner that is not always obvious.
Well, I think that's, I'm trying to learn about them because, like, when I thought the tension building, it seems to be to such an extreme. And I think it's tied into my ongoing weight loss thing, too, because lately when I eat, I just feel so incredibly full. Like, even if I eat a little bit, I feel so incredibly full. Like, I felt so much incredible tension. And it's like it's trying to point out to me, you know, pay attention to it and figure out what you're associating it with. So that's what's going on with that.
Yes, I would agree.
Because, like, I eat breakfast, and it's nothing out of the ordinary. It wasn't like I gorged myself, but I feel so incredibly full. So, you know, which moves over to that. I've been trying to, you know, I feel like I've lessened the importance on it, and I've gotten back into my yoga. You know, I don't necessarily feel like I've lost any weight, so I must still be learning something. But I'm trying to hold on to the knowingness that too, even though it looks like it's going vastly in the wrong direction, that somehow is bringing me back to where I want to be.
Yes.
I just can't see it yet. And I was thinking one day, it's like when you first find out you're pregnant, you don't feel like you're pregnant, but you know that you're pregnant. It's just not obvious yet. So would you agree that that's kind of what's... Is this like the lesson I'm trying to learn right now? Is getting more into the knowingness of it is.
And trusting.
Right, it is there, it's just not obvious yet.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Which is valuable for. We have spoken of how your energy is likened to a bubble that surrounds you.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever energy you are projecting in that bubble is attracting what matches it.
Right.
Now, what matches it may not necessarily be immediately attracted.
Okay.
At times, dependent upon situations or what you are creating and obviously your beliefs,
mm-hmm.
You may be moving in a direction of creating some element, but you have not quite attracted yet what matches what you are projecting. Such as the example of a house.
Well, let's stick with my weight loss. So what am I projecting now? I mean, can you put that into that example? What am I projecting now that I haven't quite attracted?
What you are doing is generating an energy of becoming more aware of being comfortable with you.
I agree. Okay.
This is a new direction,
right,
of genuinely becoming comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
With all that you do, which includes your body consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It includes what you consume. It includes how you choose to exercise, or if you choose to exercise. It includes how you choose to engage your walks with your creatures. It is an exploration of becoming comfortable and maintaining that comfort in all that you do. And this has been a challenge mm-hmm. for you, for you generate very strong associations with body consciousness.
Right.
And what you like and what you dislike.
Right.
What is uncomfortable mm-hmm. for you, which has been much more familiar.
Right.
Now you are moving yourself into the direction of being comfortable rather than concentrating upon being uncomfortable.
Mm.
It is a matter of changing what you place importance upon.
Right.
That is a significant accomplishment.
And I'm moving my attention to placing more importance on the comfort, being comfortable.
Yes.
Okay.
More importance in what you do like,
mm-hmm.
what you do want, and being comfortable
mm-hmm.
and being satisfied, rather than concentrating intensely upon what you do not like and what is uncomfortable for you,
mm-hmm.
which I am greatly acknowledging of, for I'm aware of the challenge that you have engaged in that,
mm-hmm.
for that has been very familiar to you,
right.
to be concentrating upon the discomfort.
Right.
And this is a significant leap
mm-hmm.
to be moving into what you are comfortable with. Therefore, surfacely, you may not necessarily objectively see yet all of the fruition of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are generating that energy, that change
mm-hmm.
of energy. And therefore, it will attract what matches it,
mm-hmm.
and there will be change.
Because right now, I don't feel physically comfortable. And I'm aware of it, but I'm trying not to concentrate on it.
But you are changing, and
right.
I would express to you, remember, all that you do is interconnected.
Well, where I was going with that is, so, even though I feel physically uncomfortable now, I still feel like I have a knowingness that, we change every day, and I'm becoming more aware that we can be uncomfortable in a moment, and this afternoon I could feel more comfortable. So it's kind of like getting used to that too, that
yes.
you're changing every day, and not to freak out when, okay, at this moment I don't feel physically comfortable, but I don't need to freak out about it and get depressed about it and go back into that old cycle.
Correct.
I can move more into the knowingness that I will feel comfortable again. And I started doing yoga again too, which, it really makes me feel better. So I've been really satisfied with that, too. So, I'm just determined that I'm going to live this knowingness and trusting this year. And, I'm just so tired of some of these old cycles. I can feel them falling away. And I was kind of thinking about that the other day. I was, I don't think I'm nearly as analytical about situations as I was when we first started meeting.
I would agree.
I used to analyze things to death. And now I kind of go with more of the flow of it. I guess the more you stay in the moment, you can't really analyze, because analyzing is either the past or the future.
Correct.
So I think I'm moving more in that direction too.
I would agree. And I am acknowledging that.
Does that have anything to do with the foxes? I think years ago you told me what the foxes meant, And the thing that comes to my mind about a fox is that they're cunning and they're survivors. And I've seen the two recently in the field. Is that there more of a message there? A reminder?
A reminder. Mm-hmm. But they are also nurturing,
mm-hmm.
and social.
Hmm.
And in that, they generate a strength, but also a gentleness.
Hmm. And it's a reminder of me to do more of that, because I don't necessarily look at me like that. To practice that more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And were the hearts a sign from you in my driveway? I love that.
An acknowledgement, mm-hmm. of that gentleness and appreciation.
I feel like I'm moving more into an appreciation and acceptance of myself.
I would agree.
So basically, just stay on the current path.
And I would express, if you are noticing,
mm-hmm.
your energy has changed considerably in these moments from the time framework of the beginning of our conversation,
mm-hmm.
to now.
Yeah, I guess it just helps so much hearing the validation from you that I'm still moving in the direction that I want to go. You know, I feel like I haven't been reiterating my intentions, you know, because I don't want to create the stop gaps. I feel like I've been just really concentrating on the knowingness and the trusting. That, I mean, some wild branches are growing now. These unforeseen branches, they're looking pretty wild. You know, I'm just, it's a really different feeling to go more with the knowingness.
So. Yes. And in the midst of your wild branches, remember, if you find yourself in a briar patch,
mm-hmm.
if you struggle and thrash about, you will surely be cut to ribbons. But if you move calmly and slowly, you will avoid all harm.
Mm. Very good advice. So last time, you said that I'd set quite a challenge for myself with the kids coming. You know, I do believe that I moved through that quite easily. Would you agree?
Yes.
And then we talked about, one thing you said was don't get caught up in the past. And I thought about that a lot this week because, you know, what I'm thinking of doing, I went through it years before. And I thought maybe that was, you know, good information for this too, not to get caught up in before.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
For now is different.
Right.
And you are different.
Right. And I guess I just have to keep remembering that, you know, because of Bubba, he doesn't want to come back up here, and, you know, I just have to keep remembering that they create their own reality. And I told him that that was an available choice and that sometimes you do things that you don't exactly want to do right then to do what you want to do later. But it is ultimately his choice how he chooses to go through this, right?
Yes.
So, not to leave it at that. So last time, or a couple of times ago, we talked about the next step being present. Is there a next step now that you'd like to share? Or?
I would express to you that you are on your way. Mm. And in this, it is merely a matter of continuing to be present, attempt to recognize your associations.
So when the tension builds,
evaluate what you are associating with.
Okay.
And question whether it is valid or not. I will express to you, one of your associations that you incorporate that may be involved now or incorporates the potential to be involved
mm-hmm.
is responsibility.
Mm.
The association of your responsibility in relation to your sons.
Right.
And this is a fine example of questioning an association in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps in other situations, that association was valid.
Right.
And perhaps in future situations, it may be valid. The validity of associations fluctuates. Therefore, it is significant to evaluate in the situation whether the association is valid or not. In this situation, it is not. I'm understanding that it is real, but it is not valid.
Well, another influence of responsibility with this whole thing would be perception of other people regarding your responsibility to how you manage your finances, and so that would be like another influence of that belief of responsibility, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that that's, so becoming aware of that, I'm aware of that, that's enough to take the energy away from it?
Yes.
Okay.
When you are aware, and you can express to yourself, in this situation, this mm-hmm. association is not valid, that allows you not to be caught upon the hamster wheel.
Right.
And spinning, spinning, spinning.
Right.
It allows you the freedom to move in other directions and to generate your own choices
mm-hmm.
and to not discount yourself in your choices and to not incorporate personal responsibility for other individuals in relation to their choices.
Right. And I think I've been doing more of catching the discounting and being able to move my attention away from it, you know, move it to another perception, and that too.
I agree. I would express to you overall, congratulations. Although you may feel that you are moving backwards at times, you are in actuality accomplishing significantly.
Thank you. I was up to that. So, I haven't really picked up on any other focuses lately. Is it just because my attention hasn't been in that direction?
And you are addressing to many other expressions presently.
I think I've been able to allow more relaxation rather than pushing myself to relax too. So I can see how just being aware of a lot of these things does take the energy away from it. And it might not be that minute, but it is pretty quickly.
Yes.
So, you know, like I envision myself when I think about, you know, what I want to do, I really want to practice these principles and feel like I've learned them to the point where I can share them with other people. I mean, that would really be, you know, in an environment where I'm sharing and not trying to instruct.
Yes.
And I feel like one of my probable paths would be able to do that to an extent where it would create the abundance that I want. And I feel that I'm moving more in that direction of being comfortable with knowing the information and trusting it to be able to do that. Would you agree that that's a probable path?
Yes, I would agree.
Okay.
That is a considerable potential.
Because I see, I watched the program Monk with the guy that he talks to, and he sits in this room with the water fountain in the background, and it's like, that's the environment. You know, I could just see myself in that environment, you know, sharing this information with people. You know, because I watched Marshall with his truck, and you know, I could see how he could have moved through that with a lot less trauma. And I'd just like to share that with other people. So that's cool. Well, we have a couple of minutes left. Anything else that I should be aware of? Or
I would express that you are offering yourself quite a bit in being aware of.
Yeah, just the feelings of fullness and the intense tension. Yeah, I kind of thought that was like hitting me over the head to pay attention, but I wasn't really sure which direction, because you know, I feel like I'm exercising more, and you know, all the things that we have are more like props. You know, if we choose to go on a diet or, you know, eat boxed foods or use workout equipment, those are all props. And we don't need to use them, but if we're using them, it would be more an appreciation or fun way instead of pushing ourselves to use them, right?
Yes. Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah, I've spent so much time trying to force myself to do things.
Which is very familiar.
And exhausting.
But, once again, I would acknowledge you that you are moving into allowing yourself to explore. Mm-hmm. Being satisfied and being comfortable. Not merely thinking of it.
Right, right.
But being it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is quite different. A lot of the people in the sessions that we get online talk about the city. And I haven't really felt like any connection to it. Do I have any focuses in the city that I could tap into?
Yes.
That would be helpful? So just kind of put that thought out there and kind of let myself drift into
yes.
it?
Yes. And be open.
Yeah, because I've read that. You've given that advice to some other people.
Yes.
And I feel like I've had, like, conversations lately. And I almost feel like some of them are with me, but some of them might be with you, too. Is that true, like, every now and then?
Yes.
Okay. So the longer we're together, the more I can pick up on your energy. And, of course, the more I relax.
And the more this becomes familiar, rather than the extremes and the intensities.
Yeah, because I'm really done with that. And I really appreciate the way I'll do something, and it's like, okay, I've done that, and I can let that go, and I can try lots of different things.
Yes. And merely remember not to compare
mm-hmm.
with past, and not to anticipate with future.
Yeah, that's a hard one, but I've been moving more in that direction. Okay, well, I think we've covered quite a bit for today, so
But he will.
It's good to see you in the new year.
And you also, as always.
Thank you.
Dear lovingness to you, and in great friendship. Until our next meeting, my friend.
Thank you.